In today's gospel, Christ claims for himself the prophecy of Isaiah regarding the Messiah. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you may have heard the little story about one day when there was a convention of ears. All the ears were called together for a big convention, big hotel. So all the ears are merrily going along with their convention. And one day, who walks into the hall but a nose and a mouth? They quietly sit up in the back. But before long, the master of arms sees them. He goes over and he says to them, "You know, you people don't look like ears to me. This is a convention for ears. You'll have to leave." So he escorted the nose and the mouth out of the hall. The ears went merrily along with their proceedings until a fire broke out. And because there was no nose to smell the smoke and no mouth to sound the alarm, all the ears were burned to a crisp. No nose to smell the smoke, no mouth to sound the alarm. So all the ears were burned to a crisp. I think it's a wonderful little story that illustrates what St. Paul is trying to teach us this morning in that second reading. He says to us that all of us who are baptized, we're baptized into one body of Christ in this world. And each one of us has a place in that body, and each role in that body is important. Each one of us is important for the welfare of the whole body. Just like in a human body, he says, the hand needs the foot, which needs the eye, which needs the ear, which needs the heart. In the same way, he said, in the body of Christ, we all need one another, and we've all got a role to play. We don't all have the same role, but every role is important for the health of the whole body of the church. So, The question for you and me today is this: what gifts has the Spirit given to us? Now, don't say, "I don't have any gifts." We all have gifts. St. Paul mentions a few of them today. He talks about apostles and prophets and teachers and administrators and those who speak with tongues. But those are only a few of the gifts he could mention. What about the gift of a listening ear? What about the gift of a helping hand? What about the gift of a compassionate heart? Those are all gifts that are given by the Spirit to each one of us. And when we use them for one another, then the whole is healthy and holy. I benefit from your compassionate heart. You benefit from my teaching, and so forth. But if one of us doesn't use the gift appropriately, our gift appropriately, the whole body is less than what it's supposed to be. Reminds me of a true story that happened some years ago now to the wives of the great Broadway musical team, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II. Kern and Hammerstein wrote a whole series of wonderful Broadway shows. Their most memorable probably was Showboat. Some of you remember Showboat. That's where that great song Old Man River comes from. We all know the old song Old Man River, right? Well, anyway, the story is told that one night at a party, right after the show had opened on Broadway, Mrs. Kern and Mrs. Hammerstein were standing there. Now, Jerome Kern wrote the music for the show. Oscar Hammerstein wrote the lyrics. So the two wives are standing there, and this woman rushes up to them and she says, "Oh," she said, "I just saw Showboat. What a wonderful show." And she turns to Mrs. Kern and she says, "You know, your husband, it was just so marvelous that he wrote that Old Man River. That's just so marvelous." Mrs. Hammerstein said, "Wait a minute, no, you misunderstand. My husband wrote Old Man River. Her husband wrote da 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 da." You see the point, huh? Her husband wrote the lyrics. Mrs. Kern's husband wrote the music. The song only exists because they collaborated, they worked together, they used their talents together. Without that, the song never would have been. And that's the way it is in the body of Christ. You know, the great British theologian C.S. Lewis says, people oftentimes make a mistake when they compare the church to just another organization. You know, if you belong to an organization, you join, you go to a meeting once in a while, you pay your dues, maybe you read once in a while the newsletter. He said, but that's not the way the church is. The church is not an organization. The church is an organism, like a body. All the parts are intermeshed and intermelded, and they depend on one another. As I say, you depend on my teaching, I depend on your generosity. All those gifts working together to build all of us up. And if we don't use our gifts for the welfare of the whole, the church can't be what it's supposed to be. So, what are your gifts? What are the gifts the Spirit's given you? Are you using them to build up the body of Christ in this world? Let me close with two examples of what it looks like when you use your gifts to build up the body and when you don't use your gifts in that way. First, when you don't use your gifts appropriately. One day, this woman's walking down the street, and all of a sudden, this public work truck pulls up, and she watches, and out from the public work trucks comes this man with this machine. He goes over to the edge of the sidewalk, and he starts using the machine and digs a hole, a big hole about 3 feet deep. All the dirt's piled up on the side. He finishes, he goes back into the truck. Out comes another man with another tool. He puts all the dirt back in the hole, tamps it down. truck goes 20 feet, 20 yards down the street, do the same thing. Dig a hole, out comes a guy, fills the hole back in. All the way down the street. The woman's kind of confused, so she walks up to one of them and she says, "Well, I don't understand what you're doing here. You're digging a hole, and then you're filling it back in. What's going on?" And the man says, "Well, the man who plants the trees didn't come to work today." You see the point, right? The question, though, is this. Are you the one who's supposed to plant the trees in the church? Are you the one who's supposed to plant the trees in your family, which is a little church? Are you the one who's not using your gifts? Second example. These two men are walking down the street one day, and one of them is blind. He's tapping his way along. The other one is lame, and he's kind of marching along with his crutch. Now, they're traveling independently. They don't know each other. But they both come to this big washout in the road. Something happened, and there's a big trench where the road is washed out. They both recognize that that's happened. Blind man can tap and feel it, and the lame man can see it. So they both stop, and they're standing there side by side, and the lame man says to the blind man, he says, "You know," he said, my legs are too weak. I can never walk across that without falling down and hurting myself." Blind man says, "Well, you think you've got problems. I can't make my way through that. My cane won't pick out all of the rubble. I'll fall down and hurt myself." They both stand there for a while, wondering what they're going to do. And then all of a sudden, the blind man says to the lame man, "Look, I've got an idea. If you tell me where to step, I will carry you. In other words, I will be your legs if you will be my eyes." See, that's the way it's meant to be. In the church, gifts of the Spirit given to all of us to be used for the welfare of all of us. And when we do that, the church then is whole and holy. So then, what are your gifts? And are you using them to build up the body of Christ? May God bless you.